The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Good evening. Great fun with my colleagues David Livingston, Doug Messier, and Rick Fisher to imagine what the Chinese space program with Russia and the U.S. space program with our Artemis allies will look like in the next several 10 years. We're looking at Moonrise 2. The ambition for both mission, for both programs is to have a habitat on the surface of the moon around the South Pole. The U.S. eventually wants to build 4 of them, unknown how many China is going to build. They have the lift. They have some equipment that they need to create. They certainly have the astronauts ready to go. China's first up is a spectacular, expecting a circumlunar mission with 3 astronauts, taikonauts they're called. That'll be the first time China's manned space program has left low Earth orbit, has left the neighborhood of the Earth and gone out into space. This is what Apollo 8 did at Christmas 1968. It's also exciting to speculate what the habitats will look like, how many people will be down there at permanent bases. The idea is this is not just a stepping stone, it's a development for itself. That's on Hotel Mars tonight. Many other matters deserve attention, however. I talked to Anatole Levin about the reports in Europe that Russia is planning black operations against Poland and Lithuania. These are given voice by officials in Poland, in Lithuania. Attacks on infrastructure and energy. Why? To provoke NATO. To see its response time, to see what it does. Is the story in the Financial Times a very credible source? My guest, Anatole Levin, doesn't make anything of it other than provocative language. I asked him whether we're building up arsenal here for a war the way that 38 and 39 went along. Lots of small wars turned into a big war. Anatole does not see that, and I'm glad that he doesn't at this time. Also a conversation about the south of France and a heat wave with my friend Simon Constable. The heat is lifted for now, and there might even be a little rain. They need it. It's very dry. These are the conditions that are consistent with El Nino. This is the year of the super El Nino. Has it started yet? Perhaps. You don't know until afterwards where it started. But that means drought and heavy weather, alternate different parts of the globe. Why that matters is wildfires. Right now, I'm just speaking with a scratchy voice because here in New England and down into the mid-Atlantic states, there is a pall of smoke coming from more than 150 wildfires in Canada, over Toronto, over the lakes, down here to Connecticut. It's very difficult to talk at length without getting a sore throat in this air. It's even worse in New York. Next, a sober-minded conversation with my colleagues Caleb Weiss and Bill Raggio about the situation in Somalia, where it's all against all. Al-Qaeda fighting ISIS, the federal troops fighting the provincial troops, the Russians and the Chinese circling around for scraps to pick up. The Russians are guns for hire. Well, we haven't all of East and West Africa is chaos and lots of violence. And Caleb Weiss, who is there, moving around, gives a breakdown of what's happening in Somalia. The U.S. is leaving, pulling out, and not supporting the mission there anymore, the African Union mission. Why? Because there doesn't look to be a credible government in place. Looks to be a strongman who is not transparent. There's more to learn about Africa right now. It is the hot zone for Al-Qaeda and for jihad. Very hot. The author is Alan McHale, a professor at Yale University. He's written a book called Newcomers about the Dutch settlement of New York, New Amsterdam, in the 17th century, and a pair of unlikely heroes, Anthony and Gritcha, who are Dutch, maybe. She is definitely, but is Anthony, he could be anything. He's called Anthony the Turk. And they get into trouble and quickly get out of Amsterdam after getting married and wind up in the New Amsterdam with very little except for their willingness to work hard. Decades later, they become some of the richest people in New York. It's the founding story told from the point of view of refugees who land on these shores and make the best of it. And they're always mistreated by the settlers there, regarded as aliens, who banish them to Long Island, where they make a go of it down near Gravesend with fruit trees, apple and peach fruit trees. And I picked up a detail reading about the Battle of Long Island the other day, where Washington lost to the Howe brothers, that the Redcoats, when they first got on shore on Long Island and the fleet arrived from Halifax, they were thrilled to be able to pick apples and peaches from trees around them. I wonder if those were Anthony and Greta's trees. Of course, that would have been 100 years later. They would long be gone, more than 100 years later, 150 years later. Still, I wonder if they're the same trees that Anthony and Gritcha brought when they were banished to Long Island. There's much more to the show, a lot of storytelling, concerns about Social Security, concerns about Cuba. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No